about the Canadian banks. And there's this myth out there that Canada needs to go through this period of austerity, that suddenly we are broke, that our government has no money, that our economy is in shambles, and that we're not able to spend any money whatsoever on the social programs that Canadians need and use every single day. Shockingly, brothers and sisters, it's not true. In fact, the Canadian economy has grown by about 66% in real terms after accounting for inflation in the last 30 years. The question becomes, where is the money going? If wages are stagnant, if the government's constantly broke, where's all the money? Well, we can look at the profits of the big five banks in 2010 to get an idea of where some of the money went. The largest, Royal Bank of Canada, made a profit, that is a net profit, of $5.2 billion in 2010. Number two, TD Bank, made a net profit of $4.6 billion in 2010. Number three, Scotia Bank, for here in Nova Scotia at one point, $4.2 billion in 2010. Number four, the Bank of Montreal, $2.8 billion in 2010. The loser among the big banks, if you can call billionaires losers, is CIBC at $2.5 billion in 2010. So, when you add that up, brothers and sisters, it comes to $19.3 billion in 2010 alone that went into bankers' pockets. So, okay, that's where some of that money's going. We found out where it's going, but what could we actually spend it on? What could we do with $19.3 billion? Well, okay, let's see. And make sure you give a good cheer if you like this one, okay? How about $4.5 billion to create an early childhood education system for every single child in this country? To mention 200,000 jobs across the country. $4 billion a year would eliminate students' fees and tuition at universities in Canada. $8 billion would build high-speed rail across the country, generating good jobs and improving the environment. $4 billion would solve health and water issues on native reserves that have gone unaddressed for far too long in this country's shameful secret. $1 billion would build 100 new community health centers across Canada, making sure urban and rural residents have access to primary health care. Another $1 billion would create 150 units of social housing and thousands of jobs across the country. $1 billion would end poverty in Canada by improving the guaranteed income supplement and OAS payments. And just to give you one more sense, if we took that entire $19.3 billion and invested it in infrastructure, so building things like hospitals, like railroads, airports, roads, schools, community centers, museums, health centers, if we took that $19.3 billion and put it entirely into infrastructure, we could put a serious debt. About 25% of this country's infrastructure deficit is about $19 billion. That would create 210,000 jobs across the country, building the infrastructure of tomorrow, improving our hospitals and schools, and building community centers and public facilities across the country. That's what a real government would do, and that's what investment from the banks could do. So of course, we've identified the problem. Apparently there's no money. We found out there is money. We know where it is. We know what we could spend it on. How do we get there? How do we actually solve this problem? What do we do with that $19.3 billion? Well, brothers and sisters, some folks are going to suggest that we should look at increasing taxes on the banks. I think that's probably a good avenue. Some folks are going to suggest that we look at a variety of taxes on the international level to help solve poverty. Also a great idea. But the real solution, if we want to direct that $19.3 billion to public spending and to social programs that we all need, is to nationalize the banking sector in Canada. Put the banks under public control, put access to credit under public control, and watch the economy grow. Yeah. Brothers and sisters, this isn't a new idea. It's been tried. In fact, Europe mostly has some public banks. France nationalized their banks in the 80s. Canada used to have public banking facilities, and even the Alberta government currently maintains the only public banking facility in the entire country through ATB Financial. So it's not like this is a new idea. Conservative governments have done it, left-wing governments have done it. If we bring the banks under public control, we'll actually have the money we need for the social programs, infrastructure, and creating jobs of the future. Yeah. So I'm going to leave you with that. You can either have $19.3 billion in the hands and pockets of bankers every year, or you can have new hospitals, new schools, new community centers, and social programs for all of us that need them, when we need them, in our local communities. The choice is yours, brothers and sisters.